From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. If there's one thing Governor Murphy and the Trump administration can agree on, it's congestion pricing. The governor is thanking President Trump for halting New York City's controversial pricing toll.
This was just a raw deal for New Jersey, both the pollution, the lack of money to deal with the pollution, and as importantly, if not more so, the price at the pump, if you will, for commuters going across the Hudson River.
Murphy making his comments during his monthly program on News 12 New Jersey. Meantime, New York Governor Kathy Hochul responded by saying the state is suing the Trump administration and that the tolling cameras are staying on. A Hasbrook Heights man has been charged with first-degree attempted murder and the crossbow attack on the owner of a pet store on Route 46 in Saddlebrook Monday night. 53-year-old Raymond Carey was tracked down in Pine Beach, Ocean County, where he was taken into custody after stealing a car in the parking lot of the shop to make his getaway. The owner of Birds by Joe 2, who identified herself as the victim, tells NJ.com Carey was a store regular and shot her without any warning. She also says he has nothing to do with the theft of a $7,000 African gray parrot from the store a few weeks ago. A teacher in Ocean County who got the attention of the Secret Service will not be back next school year.
Little Egg Harbor Township Schools teacher Fred Wilson has submitted his letter of resignation after his posts on social media suggested an assassination of President Trump. The history and special education teacher allegedly posted, quote, "I think we are at the moment where assassination is at least a talking point." His resignation will be effective in June. The district superintendent says Wilson remains suspended and will not be in school. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy delivers his administration's final budget proposal next week, and it reportedly comes with a hefty budget hole.
Governor Murphy looking at a $3 billion budget deficit. According to NJ.com, officials say Governor Murphy is looking for ways to trim the projected deficit. The governor's staff has already frozen pay raises for some state workers, reduced hiring, and told state agencies to prepare for 5% spending cuts in the next budget.
Lisa Salvati, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
May 4th will mark 4 years since the state's single-use plastic bag ban went into effect. Now Republican Assemblyman John Azzaretti Jr. is sponsoring legislation to repeal the law.
I hear it all the time from people. Nobody has ever come up to me and said, hey, this is really working well. Everybody wants to get rid of it in my world, my constituents.
His legislation would also repeal the ban on plastic straws and styrofoam to-go containers. He says the reusable bags that many people are now using in place of single-use plastic ones take 15 to 20 times more plastic to produce. The Middletown School Board has filed papers to dismiss Toms River Mayor Dan Roderick from his teaching position with the district. In the filing, the district accuses Roderick of taking personal calls during instructional time and misleading district officials about his grading practices. Roderick has been working for the school since 2002. Deceased birds found in Monmouth County, including some in Neptune, have tested presumptive positive for bird flu by the DEP. Allentown Borough says the geese found dead in three of its parks tested positive. As a result, Dr. Farmer's Park, Sensi Park, and part of Heritage Park remain closed. A goose found dead in Burlington County, the first in that county, has also tested positive for avian flu. Police say a New Jersey child was allegedly targeted by an accused predator using a popular video game.
An Ohio man is accused of befriending a 9-year-old in Morris County while playing Fortnite, then sending sexually explicit chats, photos, and videos to the victim. 21-year-old Brett Templeton is charged with sexual assault, child endangerment, and showing obscene material to a minor. The recent arrest has police reminding guardians to monitor online game and social media use by children. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
President Trump campaigned on mass deportations, but for some, ICE isn't moving fast enough. New Jersey Assemblyman Paul Kenitra has introduced a bill to let police help catch unauthorized immigrants.
The Immigration Enforcement Support Act gives $7,000, up to $7,000, for police departments assisting in deportation efforts for each illegal alien that transferred to the feds and successfully deported.
Kenitra says the money would offset the cost of man hours and other resources New Jersey police use in the effort. That's a look at the top trending stories on NJ1015.com this weekend. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available online. Go to our app or NJ1015.com and click on demand.